Alaska has been in a recession for the better part of 3 years, and the state's unemployment rate is the highest in the nation right now at 6.3%. But there are some signs that the losses are slowing. The state's Department of Labor and Workforce Development released its December employment numbers on Friday, and they show that some sectors of the economy are still losing jobs. But state economist Neil Fried says some, like the oil and gas industry, are recovering.
You know, one is the negatives have, generally speaking, gotten considerably smaller, especially in negatives like oil and gas, which was a big, big loser. Those losses got a lot smaller, and actually oil and gas employment turned positive in December.
Turning positive means that in December of last year, there were more people employed in the oil and gas industry than there were a year before. Oil industry jobs have been in a free fall since they peaked in 2015. Those jobs come with a caveat, though. If oil prices tank again and stay down, that could slow down work in the oil patch. Still, Fried says the work that's projected to be done this year is probably not going to be affected.
I mean, most of those projects and the activity is probably in place, unless something really dramatic happened with price. Because, you know, a lot of our oil industry activity is more project-based. Ours are more, you know, if you get started, you're probably going to finish it.
That sentiment was echoed by ConocoPhillips Alaska President Joe Marischak.
And we really have to plan our program out, you know, at least 6 months, 8 months, 9 months out in the future. So we're in the middle of our, what we call ice road season, or our heavy drilling season, exploration season right now. And that'll be done in the next 4 or 5 months. So, no, I wouldn't say oil prices, whether they go up or down, will impact the 2019 program much, if any, at all.
ConocoPhillips estimates that construction and exploration season will need about 800 contracted employees this year.